Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. Yeah, it's Sunday. A word of advice for next week. It will be an encore edition because it's concert season. Sorry, guys. I've got a concert to play next Sunday at the Tip Center. So that'll be the first one for the summer concert series. If you're in the neighborhood, stop out and see us. It'll be at 7 p.m. And I can't choose them. Anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, and we're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. So you want to check our Facebook page because that has a lot of information posted there, and a lot of the things that we're going to cover tonight are listed under the comment section, so you can check that out. I hope you had a very good Easter. And I'll tell you what, it was an eventful Easter because the Pope passed away on Friday. That was Good Friday. And they finally had the funeral service and so forth. So that's done with. And it's back to the financial markets and everything. And I'll tell you what, everything goes crazy. A lot of stuff's been going on. So we'll get into that. But, you know, we have to go and talk about Trim Radio, because if we don't, hey, that's the reason why we're here. So let's get on with it here. We have, and you can see on the screen, we have the different shows that we have. We've got Adventure Waits Around the Bend. That's on Spotify. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, YouTube and Spotify. We have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. And that's on Rumble, Spotify, and YouTube. And, of course, we've got Money and Change right on Rumble, on Spotify, and YouTube. So you can check us out there. The Offside College Football Top 25, and you can check that out. We also have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever live every Wednesday night. And we can talk about anything that we want to talk about. We don't talk finance very much on that show. We like to have a little bit of fun. So get your favorite snacks, your favorite beverage, and join us at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. And sit back and have some fun. We also have the Positude Podcast, and we have Rascalis Red Pill Reality Show. And you know I always say, Rascalis says, you can either take the red pill or you can take the blue pill. I want the green pill. Of course, I think Rascala will give me a kidney chaser instead. Have you ever done that to anybody? Oh, it's a big surprise. Really big surprise. Well, he would do that too. He's a nice guy, though. I really like his show. And we also have Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast. If you have a business, if you have a club, an organization, even a school, and you want to learn how to do some marketing, hey, that's the show to watch. The Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. What happens if you want to do your own show? Wow, it's easy to do. All you have to do is just click on this blue button up here in the upper right-hand side. And when you do that, it says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? You click on that. And all you have to do is put your name, your phone number, always remember the area code, and put down your message there. Hi, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. How do I do it? Give me a call at maybe your cell phone number if you want to get a real super quick response. Or you can put your email address or both. And all you have to do is just click on send the message. And guess what? Somebody will be with you very quickly. So that's how you do that. Now, how do you support the show? Well, you can partner with us. You can host your own show. You can advertise on Trim. Okay, you can do that. You can support the station. You can donate or you can buy the merch, as Michael Bejas says. And if you buy the merch, you just click on the shop merchandise. And hey, it came up this time. We've got the Cut the Bull Woman's Ideal Racer Back Tank Top. We've got the Trim Radio Network Mouse Pad. We have the Right to Vote 2024. Hey, limited edition. You got to buy them. You got to buy them. Also, Life Walk with Christ God Ceramic Ornament. If you want to advertise, and you want to do a 60-second ad, hey, click on that and buy an ad. The Red Pill Reality Show 11-ounce mug, you get that. You can get the Trim Radio Network Men's New Blend Hooded Sweatshirt. Or you can get the Trim Radio Network 22-ounce Vacuum Insulated Bottle. Yeah, it's a good one. The Trim Radio Network Tumbler. And the Take It All 15 Take Point 22 Red Dot Blue. No, it's red blue color. I was thinking dot. No. Morphing mug. You know, I ought to have a morphing mug for money and change. You know, it says Trim Radio on it, and all of a sudden the $1,000 bill comes up. Maybe Alfred E. Newman's picture could be on that. You don't want my picture on there. No. But anyhow, you could do that. And maybe we ought to do that sometime. I'll have to talk to the gang and see what they want to do. Anyhow, that's what you do. Buy the merchandise. The money that we get on sales from the merchandise goes directly to buying airtime for the shows. And airtime ain't cheap. Let's put it in the vernacular. Okay? Airtime is not cheap. So we have to pay for that. So, buy the merchandise. It helps support everything. You want to check up the shows? There's the long list of the shows. And we have a blog page and everything else. You can listen now. Click on listen now. You got the live stream. You've got past episodes. Hey, what's not to like, okay? So, check out the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, we go all over the world. We basically broadcast out of Columbia, South Carolina. But we go all over the world. I've got listeners in Myanmar. I've got them in South Africa. I've got them in Europe. I've got them in North America, South America, few in South America that speak English. And, you know, we have everybody except Iceland. So if you're in Iceland, you listen to the show, let us know, okay? Anyhow. So much for the Trim Radio Network, and a big thanks to everybody for letting me do the show on the Trim Radio Network for, I don't know, what have we done, almost 10 years? And that's a pretty good haul. Also, we got to give out a big shout to the Money and Change page on Facebook. It's free to join, and all you have to do is say, hey, Stu, I want to join. And send that request in. We'll get you on the list for all the people that are on the or in the group. I'll put it that way. And tonight, you noticed our little ad here. Join us tonight, live edition, Money and Change, 7 p.m. And there it is. And also, you click on the comment section. Watch this. Click on comments. Whoa. What do we have? The U.S. National Debt Clock, real time. Click on that. You go there. The next thing. Wow. Wow, all of our guys. Oh, yeah. All you have to do is click on all of those links and you can check with our guys. They're not sponsors, but they're friends. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't put them up here if really they weren't. What else is going on? There were a whole bunch of other comments too, and I don't know what happened to them. Ooh, and I didn't remove them. Let's see what's going on. They're not there. Son of a gun. The comments will be there. I'll have that show posted. I had it before. I don't know what happened to everything that I had posted. Well, anyhow, guys, we'll get that taken care of right after the show. But you can check out everything. Now, this gal is... oh. The Rogue Prepper. And she's doing something stupid. I mean, she really is. Look at those paper signs, okay? And she's talking about if you're ready for anything nasty to come along, do you think you're really prepped? And the answer is no. You know, are you financially prepped? Have you saved money? You know, it's difficult these days. You know, you have to put money aside. And like I tell everybody, and I've told them this for years, pay down your debt. Get out of debt as soon as you can. Put some money aside. You need a rainy day fund. If you don't have one, you're in trouble. Buy some long-term food, canned food, freeze-dried food, whatever. Long-term food, make sure you have plenty. Also, make sure that you have your medications if you take any medications. If you don't take medications and you take vitamins, make sure you have vitamins. Make sure you have the appropriate clothing for the season. So here in Ohio, it's starting to warm up. So now we have to decide whether or not we wear a light jacket or a cold front comes through from Canada. And if wind sends it down from Canada, I have to wear an insulated jacket for that. Other than that, hopefully it warms up in Canada and Lynn, you stay nice and warm. Also, make sure you have blue tarps for your roof in case you get a leak. Okay. Make sure you have plenty of your medications. And you should be fairly set. Can you purify water and store it? Do you have bottled water? Do you have a Berkey water filter? I have mine and I love it. I've had it for, oh, gee, 10 years or more. And I'll tell you what, with one set of filters that I've got, I even take out the fluoride. I don't drink fluoridated water at all. And I think I'm a little bit smarter, you know, 2% above a used car salesman, as somebody would say. Anyhow, it's one of those things. I don't drink fluoridated water. And I think it helps with intelligence a little bit. And Lord knows I need more intelligence. But anyhow, a Berkey water filter is fantastic. And Alexa Pure is another one. It's based on the same type of system. And I can take local water that has a chlorine scent to it and run it through. It takes out a lot of stuff that's in the water and takes out that scent. And I drink pure water. And I do that every show. And I do that all the time. Do I drink soda pop? No. I seldom drink pop. I have iced tea. I love iced tea. But I have to basically purify it. And no, I'm not a health freak, even though I do take vitamins. Okay. But it's one of those things that you have to take care of yourself, and you also have to be prepared for anything that could come down the pike. So, how are your flashlights? Are they charged? Do they take batteries? Do you have extra batteries? Is your phone always charged? Do you have a GMRS radio? And you know, I talk about these things. I did something this week, a big no-no. And of course, Jerry knows I like GMRS radios. And with the LDS prepper, Dave Gilmore, he talked me into these things. This is good radio. It's an Ocean 935G Plus, and it has a Nagoya 771G antenna. The G stands for GMRS. And I'll tell you what, I can get 35 miles with this thing where I'm located. Now, in a downtown area with a lot of tall buildings, probably not. But where I'm located, yeah, I can talk to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and I can get out another 90 miles beyond that. And that's a good deal. It's good for an emergency. Anytime that the power goes out and the phones don't work, the GMRS radios come in real handy. Okay, so check them out. But the no-no that I did this week, I saw that BTEC, which is made in the United States, has a 50-watt portable radio for GMRS. And I went to Amazon and I bit the bullet. I bought one. I did. and I have to read up on how to use it because everything is in the microphone. It's a handheld microphone. Everything is in there. And so I have to learn how to use that. I've got the antenna and other stuff to connect it. I just need to get my act together and read the programming. Supposedly, it's very easy. So anyhow, that's what's going on. But we have so much other stuff going on. But you take a look at our page here on Facebook. It'll be updated frequently. And you can check the different show. But Rogue Prepper, oh, she's a sweetheart. She really is. And she used to be in Alaska. Now I believe she's back in Texas. But she talks about common things, how to prepare for different things. And even though her marketing skills with the paper signs and so forth, kind of goofy, she makes a point. Also, you take a look at Patara, and she's talking about you and the collapse, you know, the Great Depression, and you, if we have a Great Depression, are you prepared? Appalachia's Homestead, and I posted another one today about that. Also, we posted things about, you know, the new food pyramid, and we've got that going on. So you can take a look at what we've got, okay? Wow, so much for that. A big shout-out to the University of Findlay, www.findley.edu. Dr. Kathy Fell is the president. She's done an excellent job. It's a very good school located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II sports school, and they've had very good sports lately. Oh, really good sports. But it's just not sports. You know, if you go ahead and you want to go to college, you want to get some really good training, check out the University of Findlay located in Findlay, Ohio. It's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges. It's 19 consecutive years, according to the best colleges in U.S. News and World Report, and best colleges in America in 2024 from Money Magazine. You can't beat that. And you take a look at everything that they've got. They've got 85 majors, actually 85 plus. Maybe it's 86. They're not telling me. Anyhow, then I've got graduate school. They've got 11 master's and 5 doctorate degrees. And if you're going into physical therapy or you're going into pharmacy, I'll tell you what, those are tough courses and they have doctoral degrees. And in Ohio, you have to have a doctorate to be able to do physical therapy. And personally, I've had physical therapists that have had training at the University of Findlay, and they were fantastic. Really. And also, they also do online undergraduate and graduate classes. So you want to check them out. You know, arts, humanities, social sciences, education, pharmacy, business, health professions, and sciences, and everything else. So check them out at the University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. Great campus. It's beautiful during the summertime, beautiful in the fall, beautiful in the winter. It's really a nice campus, really. Good professors, good facilities, great students. It's an international campus. It really is. Also, when I talk about sports, wow, a lot of different things are coming about. Of course, this is showing the Choice Awards and Hall of Fame and so forth. The Oilers do have a very good baseball team. They have a very good track team, very good tennis team. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, and if I wanted to click on things, oh yeah, right here. Mary Mulcahy. Women's golf advances to medal match play. And I'll tell you what, she is a fantastic golfer. She's played in pro-ams. She is excellent. Over here. Oh, it says see post. Well, I'm going to click on that. I don't need to sign up. I'm already there. They always want me to sign up for stuff. Signed up with the New York Giants, Red Douglas, that played for the University of Findlay. University of Findlay had, I believe, 5 players that have signed with professional football teams. That's a pretty good deal. They have a good football program. They have a good basketball program too. So you want to check them out at www.findlay, and you can go to findlayoilers.com. Check them out. Go out and see the school, see the facilities and so forth. I'll tell you what, it's a good deal. Okay. Wow, what else we got? Oh, our Facebook page for Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Check them out. If you need a pen for your sorority, fraternity, business, university, high school, grade school, kindergarten, I don't know. But if you need a custom pen, you give him the design and he will go and make the pen for you, or he will collaborate with you to make the design to make the pen. He also does the center section if you want to make your own pens from it. He will do the design on the center section. He does an excellent job. So check him out at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And both Michael Bejas and I both have pens from Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. We paid for them. And they're excellent. He has an excellent Second Amendment pen. And there it is. That's one of two designs. And so if you are a Second Amendment supporter, hey, check it out. Contact him, send him a message. Guess what? You can order your pen and he will get it to you ASAP. He doesn't keep anything in stock for the most part. He builds them as they are needed. He's sold pens at Disney World. He's been to trade shows in Japan, all kinds of places. Okay, so just check him out. Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Wow, what's going on with the show? Guess what? How about let's check the US debt clock. How badly are we in debt? We're in debt 36,779,427,000,000 and climbing. We just get deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. The debt per citizen is $107,476 as it stands right now. The debt per taxpayer is $323,049. I don't know about you, but I don't have that amount of cash. I don't even want to put it on a credit card. Could you imagine owing $107,476 at, let's say, what is it now? 19? 20%? Forget it. And you take a look at spending. Oh, God, forget that. We're just spending way too much money. And we're not getting it back in taxes. I mean, right now, they're showing us at $5,105,332,000,000 and climbing. And that's about $14,963 per person. Or actually, per citizen. Yeah. Did they get me for that? Heck, I don't know. Only the accountant does. Yeah, I just keep getting credits here and there. I never really see money coming back in my filthy hands. I clean my hands, but I never really see it. It's always a credit. We're just passing paper back and forth. I like to see real cash being passed my way. I'd love to have that. Well, anyhow, they also track the DOGE, the Department of Governmental Efficiency, and they're saying right now, oh, let's see here, we have $367 billion saved and it's climbing, which means $3,267,000. No, it's 3,267 savings per taxpayer. I need new glasses, by the way. I have to go get them tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Oh, yeah. If it ain't one thing, it's another. But anyhow, check out the usdebtclock.org. It'll give you real-time data on a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is in there. And I'll tell you what, it's worthwhile taking a look at. So we've done that. Now let's go on to Canada. We have this little trade war between US and Canada. And US and Mexico and so forth. And President Trump is trying to try to get things going here. And I can understand how he's doing it. He's saying, well, if you tax us, we're going to tax you. He wants to level the playing field. So if they want to tax us 10%, fine, we'll tax you 10%. Net gain for either side, zero. And a lot of countries are listening to him. I mean, basically, let's just have free trade. No more tax and tariffs. And that would be a good thing. But some countries are going to say, no, we're going to tax you 10% or 20 or 30 or 40. Well, he's going to reciprocate that. What he's trying to do is to get the best possible deal for the U.S. because over the years, what's happened, all these other foreign countries have said, okay, we can stick it to the U.S. All we have to do is just say, well, we don't want to export our product to that country unless they pay a hefty price. So a lot of people are saying, okay, I think he's playing hardball. He wants to negotiate things down. And yeah, we can do that. We can level the playing field. So if we say he's got to pay 145% tax for a piece of equipment in the U.S. To go into our country, he can charge 145% on our equipment to go into the U.S. Well, he wants to get it down lower than that. And I don't blame him, because for a long time, we've had to pay a lot of import duty on things made overseas. Now, up in Canada, what do they have in Canada? Huh? Maple syrup? Maybe oil? Maybe ice and snow, maybe big mooses, you know, those 1,500-pound things that like to put dents in your car. Yeah, well, anyhow, there was an article in Zero Hedge, and Kevin Spivak from Real Clear Politics put this in, and it said, Canada is aggressively attacking U.S. trade farmers and workers. And the article goes on to say, Canada has one of its most protectionist economies among developing nations. I'd say Canada's pretty well developed. In particularly targets American farmers, media, and manufacturers. And that may be why Donald Trump wants to launch a counterattack. Okay, and he wants to have a 25% tariff on many imports from Canada and Mexico, and 10% on Canadian energy. Tar sands, excuse me. You mentioned energy and tar sands, I get a cough. Well, anyhow, what Trump wants to do is to cause this trade problem to go away. And he's got extraordinary threats from unchecked drug trafficking coming in from Canada. It's not necessarily the Canadians itself. It happens to be the illegal immigrants that they've got in Canada that are going back and forth on our northern border, which probably only has a few border guards. I remember before going into Canada was like, hi, what are you doing in Canada? I just want to go over and have a meal, look around a little bit, and come back. Okay, come on in. And now you've got to have a passport. Or there's a special driver's license you can get it to go between the United States and Canada or the United States and Mexico. I don't have one of those. I just have one with a little star on it, which means, yes, I can fly an airplane, fly in an airplane. Well, I could fly an airplane if need be. But anyhow, you know, Canada's saying, hold on, wait a minute, you know, we got a problem here. And Canada's saying, you know, hey, maybe we can talk this thing out and get things worked out so we don't have to pay any tariffs or very little tariffs. And what Spivak is saying, hey, the U.S. should probably just negotiate little things at a time. And Trump is saying, no, we got to tackle everything because we are so far in the hole, we got to dig ourselves out. And I can understand his point of view. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, exports of goods to Canada in 2024 were about $350 billion and imports about $413 billion for a deficit of $63 billion. Okay. Trump doesn't like deficits. He likes to either break even or make money, preferably make money. And so, you know, a lot of things that Spivak was pointing out in his article, and you'll be able to read it by the link on our page from our website. But recently, Canada banned most foreigners from purchasing Canadian residential property. Numerous provinces also imposed additional property taxes on foreign property owners. And U.S. trade representatives report on foreign trade barriers, and the International Trade Administration's website cite numerous obstacles imposed by Canada, including Investments in Canada Act has regulated foreign investment in Canada since 1985. In 2024, Canada began taxing on online sales, advertising, social media, singling out S companies, S corporations for taxation, while effectively excluding Canadian firms in similar businesses. Canada's regulation of the dairy, chicken, turkey, and egg industries. We've got a lot of turkey farms around here in Ohio and Indiana. I mean, you know, why would we buy turkeys from Canada? Most Canadian provinces greatly hamper U.S. imports of wine, beer, and spirits. And we like to get the Canadian beer. What is it? Labatt's is one of the biggest, in Molson. And more than 50% of TV channels, at least 35% of popular music broadcasts on radio must be Canadian. Eh? Friends of mine were from Canada. They always used to say, "Hey, how are you? Hey, come back next week. We'll work on B." I had some friends from Canada. They always said "A" at the end of everything. I could never figure that one out. Why they did that? But it's a Canadian thing, just like hockey. Canada also offers tax credits, loans, subsidies to companies and projects owned by and hiring Canadians. Now, I knew somebody here in the United States that worked for a Canadian company, and he traveled back and forth between the U.S. and Canada. He had to be fluent in French as well as English. And his taxes were probably crazy, but you can read that story at Zero Hedge. We'll get it posted to the website and check that one out. Oh, Texas Governor Abbott signs Texas DOGE into law to cut regulations, boost government efficiency. I wish that DeWine here in Ohio would do the same thing. Let's make government efficient. You know, sometimes in government, they always used to say, well, we have met the enemy and they as us. Sometimes they're right. I used to say, well, I work for the state of confusion. And people used to like that one. And they said, well, what's the motto? And I said, well, I had to think one up. And sometimes I would say different things, but, you know, we've met the enemy and they as us. And honestly, I'm here to help. And if somebody from the government asked me, well, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, I'd run like hell. Okay. But considering I used to work for the government, we made money on what we did. We did not lose money. We didn't like doing that with business. And authored by Chase Smith via Epic Times. Okay. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law April 23rd a sweeping regulatory reform measure known as the Regulatory Reform and Efficiency Act, better known as the RREA. And Senate Bill 14 creates the Texas Regulatory Efficiency Office within the Office of the Governor and has been characterized as the Texas version of the Federal Department of Governmental Efficiency, better known as DOGE. And that's created by President Trump and Elon Musk. Yeah, some people really put the whammy on Elon Musk. And I'll tell you what, he's a very smart person. He's a very smart business person too. He would know how to run things efficiently. And I think everybody needs to do that. Businesses don't like to lose money. And we don't like to waste money in government. I mean, our budgets, when I was working with the state of Ohio, we had to be within 1/10 of 1% of our budget. I mean, it was tough to get money and tough to stay within your budget too. Anyhow, Greg Abbott said, we are putting at the forefront of legislation the shaping, formation, and recalibration of government in the state of Texas to make it more responsive and more efficient. And that's the key to everything, making it more efficient. You can see that article because I'll have it posted there. And I'll tell you what, Abbott's been a very good governor for Texas. And streamlining everything in Texas would be really good. Same thing in any state. You want to call your state senator, your state representative, you call the governor's office and tell them, hey, you need a DOGE office. For, Illinois needs one really badly, but anyhow, Ohio, Indiana, wherever. Get that involved and say, hey, we need the DOGE office. You guys are just not spending money right. Make sure you have the facts to back it up, though. Okay. But DOGE is a good thing. It's a good thing that we look at money and how things are going. Labor Secretary warns states could lose federal funding if illegal immigrants get unemployment benefits. There's been a big push lately with ICE. And the Iceman cometh in different places, and they're looking for illegal immigrants that have been doing crimes. And they've been in Chicago, in Illinois, they've been in Ohio, in Massachusetts, different places. And they're trying to find out where all these MS-13 gang members are and Tren de Aragua and all kinds of stuff. They want to get these people out of the country. Why the liberals let them in the country in the first place beats the heck out of me. Why were they allowed to walk across the border? Why weren't they apprehended? Why were they transported to different cities? It seems like the liberals want to crash the US system. They want to get rid of the US government and maybe make it a socialist government, which socialism never works. I mean, that's a proven fact. It's crazy. Make it a one-party country? No, I don't think so. Everybody's got different ideas. And hopefully they're good ideas and not just power-hungry ideas, if you know what I mean. But this was authored by Naveen Athrapaling, boy, that's a name, in Epoch Times. And the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Lori Chavez de Remer, the Remer, no, de Remer, warned states of losing federal funding if they fail to comply with President Trump's directive on rewarding illegal immigrants with tax dollars, according to an April 25th statement issued by the Department of Labor. And this is a quote: our nation's unemployment benefits exist solely for workers who are eligible to receive them. And that was in a letter that she wrote, addressed to state governors. To qualify for unemployment, one must be able and available for work, actively seeking work, and be legally authorized to accept employment in the United States. Unemployment benefits are not a handout for those in our country illegally. Anybody that's accepting or seeking employment has to fill out an I-9 form. If not, it's a $10,000 fine per occurrence. And I remember when the I-9 form first came out, we received a notice from corporate that every employee had to have an I-9 form filled out. So we had massive sessions with employees that were already there. They had to fill out an I-9 form, and we had to go through and check them and make sure that everything was there, even though they'd been working for us for 15 years or so. And anybody new coming in had to fill out an I-9 form. If they were not a citizen of the United States, they couldn't work for the company, period. So what Chavez DeRemer said, to qualify for unemployment, one must be able and available to work, actively seeking work, and be legally authorized to accept employment in the United States. Unemployment benefits do not, or are not, a handout for those in our country illegally. If you went to a foreign country, you wouldn't be getting unemployment benefits. You wouldn't be getting medical treatment. You wouldn't, a lot of things you don't get. You have to be a citizen. If you're not a citizen, you are in trouble. If you're there illegally, you are in real trouble. For example, if you were in Austria and you were illegal, they would put you in handcuffs and take you to jail, and then they will have a hearing and deport you very quickly. Hungary will do the same thing. I know somebody in Hungary, and they said that they're very strict on their rules, and they don't even want illegal immigrants in the country. They won't even let them in. Same thing in Poland. You know, somehow they've got a problem in Great Britain. And that's going to really cause problems there. But the whole thing is, we can't afford to give illegals benefits. Maybe in California, but California is going broke anyhow, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, well, up here, America's mom and pop truckers in dire straits as bad news mounts. This is according to the American Truckers United, Gord McGill. And the American trucking industry continues to face growing number of challenges in 2025 with economic turbulence downstream of President Trump's tariff reforms, merely lasting the latest bump in a variety of poorly maintained roads. And many with the freight and logistics and supply chain industries are predicting the ride will get even bumpier, with thousands of trucking companies at risk along the way. And will some small, sometime trucking businesses still survive? Well, if you're trucking things that are coming in from China, it's going to be a rough summer unless they get everything solved, because there's going to be a big tariff on things from China. Last thing I heard was 145%, and somebody said, no, now it's up to 245%, except for computers and watches and things like that, electronics. Well, I don't know. Walmart is striking a deal, from what I've heard, with China, and telling the Chinese they have to eat the imports percentages of tariffs. So that's going to be interesting. But basically, while the White House has put itself in the country in a bad situation, it doesn't realize it yet, because they're going to be messing with people's income in the trucking industry. And if gas prices go up, diesel prices will go up, and the mom and pops can't afford to do trucking anymore. And let's face it, you're on the road quite a bit. You spend a lot of money in diesel fuel and maintenance on your truck. And you pick up a full load someplace, then you go back, I guess, would they call it deadheading, empty loads? That's not making money. You want to have a load each way. You don't need empty loads. And if the tariffs get really bad, you could have a lot of empty loads. Okay, so I really feel for the American truckers. They spend a lot of time on the roads doing a lot of different things. Good people, too. Wow, take control of the food supply. Tractor Supply CEO says backyard chicken demand skyrockets. Yeah, people are starting to grow. Yeah, they're starting to raise chickens in the backyard. So, you know, I mean, there was a local ordinance here, and they passed it. You can have chickens in your yard, but they have to be caged in and so forth. I don't want to be awakened in the morning by a rooster crowing. I think it would be a deceased rooster if it woke me up. And I know some people like Hulk Hogan had some hens and a rooster in his place in Bel Air Beach. Actually, Bel Air. And he had a high wall around the place. And at 5:45 in the morning, the old rooster would crow. And amongst those mansions in Bel Air, they did not like it. So Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, was in trouble with the millionaires in Bel Air, Florida. What a trip. But some people are raising chickens now. Just do it responsibly. Jack in the Box. Hey, Jack in the Box is closing up to 200 locations. Have you noticed a lot of places around, they're closing things up? Joanne Fabrics is closing a bunch of stores. Big Lots have closed a bunch of stores. Frisch's restaurants closed a bunch of stores because they didn't pay the rent. It's not good. You always pay the rent. You have to show it on the profit and loss statement. Why not pay the rent? They didn't. Well, anyhow, this came up about Jack in the Box. When the fast food joints start closing, it's usually not a good indicator for the economy. Jack in the Box plans to close 200 of underperforming locations, aiming to bolster the balance sheet amid declining consumer spending. And the San Diego-based chain also announced it's exploring a sale of its struggling Del Taco brand, according to CBS News. And, you know, most closures will target the older, low-performing stores with up to 120 shuttered down by year's end and the rest phasing out on franchise terms. You know, if a store's not making any money, why have the store? It's common business sense. You only want to, if you have a store that's losing money, you don't want to lose more than maybe 2 to 3 years in a row. If you can't turn around in 2 to 3 years, you've got a dog for a location, okay? Not that they're going to sell dogs or anything. But, you know, that's what you have to look at. And CBS News said that Jack in the Box hasn't released its 2025 closure list, but says more details are coming in August. So if you have Jack in the Box stores around you, check into it. Hey, how about In-N-Outs? Boy, I wish we had them in Ohio. Those are fantastic hamburgers. But I don't know if they're closing any stores or not. Well, hey, here's a video you have to watch. Let's get this thing going here. If we have sound, do we have sound?
Today, we do now. On debit cards, joining me now with some of the best practices, we've got Mindy Nair. She is the principal and wealth manager over at Madera Wealth Management. Great to have you here with us, Lucia.
Thanks for having me.
So can you start by breaking down just how debit cards work for those of us who might not be as privy or use them as frequently?
Yeah, so debit cards are payment tools. They link to your checking account. You'll open up a checking account with the bank. Your debit card allows you to access that money in the bank, spending and making purchases and making cash withdrawals.
Okay, it's good to know nothing's changed since I set mine up many, many years ago. We won't disclose how many. You shared three things to consider though when choosing a checking account type: fees, interest rates, and potential cash rewards. First, how can users avoid hidden fees?
It's really important to read the fine print of the checking account. So fine print might outline fees for maintenance, service, for account statements being sent to you. You can avoid those fees by reading about regular deposits going into the account. They'll waive my fees if I sign up for electronic delivery of my statements. They'll waive fees. So it's really important to understand what the fine print says. And then also, if you have questions, ask the bank and see how you can avoid those fees, or if there's another checking account that you should be using.
Certainly. And so with that in mind, what about interest rates? How important is an interest rate with a checking account as it may be used?
Yeah, it's hard to get interest rate on checking accounts. So there's actually two different types of checking accounts you can do. You can do online checking. You can do the traditional brick and mortar. Online checking accounts tend to have a higher interest rate, so it is important to look at that option. And then with your traditional checking accounts, you might get a higher rate. Let's say if you open up a savings account as well attached to it and can maintain a minimum balance.
And so what about cash rewards? Because I feel like I've got this with my debit card, but or my checking account. What are the best practices that you can share for racking up those rewards? Because I don't think I'm using them wisely at all.
Yeah, it depends what kind of card you get. So there are rewards cards. Actually, this is more common with credit cards.
Okay.
So you'll receive rewards points for using the credit card. More and more we're seeing it with debit cards. You can have 1%, 2% cash back, or based on your spending habits. So maybe the debit card offers cash rewards for certain category spending, restaurants, travel. So take a look at what options you have and choose the one that aligns with your lifestyle. And then a side tip is take that cash reward and put it into your savings account so you can start building that long-term financial plan.
You know, debit cards are often linked to someone's main cash reserve. So how do you protect against fraud and scams as well?
Yeah, and in an increasing environment where that becomes more and more important. So number one, when you get your debit card, sign it. So that's a way to protect your card. You're endorsing the back of it. It verifies your signature. Number two, watch out where you're accessing your bank account, where you're logging into your account. If you're on public Wi-Fi, do not log into your financial accounts. You want to go on a private, secure network so that you reduce the chances of anyone accessing your information. And then number three is utilize your digital wallet. So a lot of your phones now have some sort of pay option. When you use your digital wallet, it's encrypted. So there's less of a chance for access to your actual bank account. Carl?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, there are a few things that I kind of disagree with on that one. And basically, if you have a couple of different credit cards, I've got two. One gives me 3% on anything. The other one, I'm a preferred person with that bank, and I only get 2%. So I normally go with the 3% card, okay? But the 2% card is a backup. On the back of my credit cards or debit cards, it says, must show ID. If they don't show the ID, they're not going to get it. They're not going to be able to use it. And that's one thing that I think that they need to put on the back of those cards, must show ID. Your signatures can vary a lot. But when you have must show ID, then you have to get out that wallet and show them your driver's license or any other proof of identification that you have. Okay? Just a word of advice. Wow, what else is going on? I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of stuff still left to go. I'm just going to put it on the website for you. And let's see here what else we can talk about very quickly here. Basically, protect your money from volatility and when to consider a CD account. Check into your banks. You'll be able to go to this video, but you want to check with your bank and see what they're offering on their CD accounts. And let's say they're offering 4.45% and they have a special at 5% for 15 months. If you want to leave your money in there for 15 months, that's fine. Take your 5%. Shop around. If the bank that you have your CDs with and they're not giving you much on it, check a credit union. They might be able to give you a better percentage. You just have to check around with the different banks and see who offers what, okay, and for how long. Wow, The Doge tracker. Yeah, you can check that one too. We don't have much time to talk about the Doge tracker, but you go down here and it talks about the labor's tasks, how much money saved there, defense, manpower, data center. You know, you can check out the money there. A lot of different things you can find out here, okay? You know, I always tell people, you know, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you have your medications, be able to preserve and store water. At least 3 gallons per person per day. I know they used to say 1 gallon per person per day. Wrong. Make it three. Make it three per person per day. That's a lot of bottled water. In my case, I have a couple of 55-gallon barrels of water that I change out every year. And it's good for a whole year. And I run it through my Berkey water filter system, and it's great. But make sure that you are prepared. If you are not prepared and you haven't started, you're behind the eight ball. Because you're going to be running around trying to get stuff at stores with empty shelves. You'll be looking for blessing boxes on every corner. You'll be looking for churches and everything else to help you out and social agencies to help you out. And you won't have a chance because they'll get swamped. If you are not prepared, you're in trouble. Just remember that. Don't say I didn't say so, okay? I'm just kind of hinting that that's what you need to do. And you take a look at the stuff on YouTube and everything else and follow what these people are talking about. That's fine. Also, if you have extra spare money and you want to put it into precious metals to hedge against the calamity, you can go to silver.com, APMEX. There are a lot of different places. Make sure that they're reputable. And if you're going to buy gold, 10th of ounce, 1/10 of an ounce. So right now, an ounce is $3,334.95. So a 10th of an ounce would be basically, I'm going to say $340 for a 10th of an ounce. And you can trade with that. You can barter with it. Okay, silver, $33.36 an ounce. It's going to cost you probably close to $40 because of a silver scarcity. But you build this up over slowly over a period of time, and you might have maybe 100 silver coins. And it, silver coins, if suddenly silver takes a jump up to, I'm going to say, $60 or $80 a piece for an ounce, hey, you made some money. It's good investment. It takes time to do that. Wow, guys, we're just about out of time. So with that, I got to stop sharing, and we got to do the exit. I hope you have a good week. Remember, next week we have an encore edition. We will not be on the air. We will have an encore edition. It'll be a recording. And check us out. We will be live the following week. Okay? With that, have a good week. Save your money and prep. See you.